chilawa, malashe jaga jaga. Ogba lawa, fere mini kakawa. Big boys lawa, and we are living our life. No sleep tonight, just be doing as you like. Fati lawa, malashe jaga jaga. Ogba lawa, fere mini kakawa. Big boys lawa, and we are living our life.
Ashake with yeah. Before that, I did have in Remouth DND, Do Not Disturb. Coming up next, though, is your news in detail, courtesy of Techno.
The Queens of Breakfast, 6 to 10 a.m.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Policy think tanks call for inclusive 2026 national budget focusing on key sectors. Opposition Democratic Union urges youths to join production sectors. In international news, Peter Mutharika poised to return to Malawi as president, while President Chakwera concedes defeat. In sports news, fans to watch Zesco United's Confederations Cup match for free.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. As Finance and National Planning Minister presents the 2026 National Budget in Parliament this Friday, more stakeholders have expressed their views. The Centre for Trade Policy and Development, CTPD, is calling for a budget that addresses both institutional reform and financial challenges in key sectors such as mining, agriculture and health for inclusive development. The Centre, or rather CTPD, Executive Director Isaac Mwaipopo says that the 2026 national budget comes at a time when the country is seeking to consolidate economic recovery, safeguard social protection, and invest in sectors that can drive inclusive growth as the country navigates through economic and social impacts of climate change. The center therefore highlights the need to allocate sufficient resources to conclude the ongoing geological mapping and survey exercises, which it said was critical in informing policy decisions that can accelerate investment in both brownfield expansions and new greenfield projects. Addressing journalists in Lusaka, Mr. Mwaipopo further recommended for the need to expedite the process of formalizing artisanal and small-scale mining, enhancing their productivity and ensuring their contributions are captured within the formal economy. He further underscored the need for government to provide clarity and stability in mining tax and regulatory frameworks to strengthen investor confidence and unlock new capital flows. Mr. Mwaipopo is optimistic that if these priorities are integrated into the 2026 budget, Zambia can transform her mining sector into a genuine driver of sustainable growth, helping the country achieve its copper production ambitions while also ensuring that the country is benefiting meaningfully. On agriculture, Mr. Mwaipopo expects a significant increase in allocations to the Sustainable Agriculture Financing Facility, with a target of at least 20% of the agriculture budget dedicated to expanding access to affordable financing for smallholder farmers. He said this will support investments in mechanization, irrigation equipment, and modern farming technologies, deliberately targeting women and youth who remain excluded from traditional credit systems.
The Centre for Trade Policy and Development agreed that agriculture remains critical to Zambia's economy, employing over 70% of the rural population and contributing significantly to food security in the country. Yet, the 2023-24 drought crisis that affected over 9 million people and 84 districts has underscored the urgent need for bold, well-targeted budget measures to build resilience and safeguard livelihoods. Against this backdrop, the Centre for Trade Policy and Development outlines the following expectations for the 2026 national budget in the agriculture sector. Number one, there will be need to scale up agriculture financing. CTPD expects a significant increase in allocations to the Sustainable Agriculture Financing Facility staff, with a target of at least 20% of the agriculture budget target dedicated to expanding access to affordable financing for smallholder farmers.
Meanwhile, the Zambia Institute for Policy Analysis and Research, ZIPA, expects the 2026 national budget to forecast real gross domestic product GDP growth of around 6 to 6.5%, with 6.4% being more likely the outcome, in line with the government's medium-term budget framework, also known as the MTBF. ZIPA Executive Director Zali Bryson Chikuva expects that the forecast will be anchored on assumptions of favorable rainfall in the 2026-2025 rainy season, a continued recovery in copper production, a more stable macroeconomic environment supported by progress on debt restructuring and the extension of the IMF Extended Credit Facility, as well as the sustained implementation of structural reforms. Within a separate development, opposition Democratic Union leader Akim Jovo has called on young people to take up opportunities in production-oriented sectors such as mining and agriculture instead of focusing on only market trading. Speaking on the Power Breakfast Show, Mr. Njovo said that youths are strength and the engine of the country and should be encouraged to participate in more productive activities. He explained that the mining sector offers opportunities for youths through employment and cooperatives. In agriculture, however, he noted that challenges such as complexity and difficulties in making profit without proper planning and resources still persist. Mr. Njovo added that despite these challenges, interest in farming among youths is growing, stressing that government support in irrigation as well as access to equipment and resources would help unlock the sector's full potential. He further emphasized that investing in irrigation is key to driving growth in agriculture and empowering young people to contribute meaningfully to the nation's economy.
For me, I believe youths are supposed to engage in production. Maybe our elder parents are the ones who are supposed to be selling those products. So I expect the youth to get so much involved. I think they are the strength and the engine of this country. So if you talk about mining, we expect more opportunities in mining where young people are supposed to get involved in mining, whether through employment or them actually taking on the mining opportunities that are there through these cooperatives that are being introduced. Though talking about agriculture, I do not really fully subscribe to the idea that youth should really participate. Agriculture is a very complex business, and it's very challenging. And the other challenge with agriculture is that you see it's very difficult to make a profit in agriculture. But we do expect, I think, the platform, the opportunities to be created. We've seen other young people wanting so much to get into agriculture.
Tourism Minister Rodney Sikumba has warned that the city's tourism boom must not overshadow the growing threat of human-wildlife conflict, which continues to claim lives and destroy property and crops. Speaking during the Human-Animal Conflict Call to Action meeting with stakeholders in Livingston, Mr. Sikumba explained that the safety of citizens must remain a priority, as no tourism achievement can replace the value of human life. The minister further called for collective responsibility in addressing the growing conflicts between communities and elephants, noting that simply blaming the Department of National Parks and Wildlife will not resolve the issue. He called on stakeholders, including tour operators, residents and government agencies, to work hand in hand to create sustainable solutions that protect both people and wildlife.
The aspects of killing, wounding or molesting of wild animals, it's a crime for me. But am I the one who's now going to be standing there and start directing my constituents? Now, if this team here finds it necessary that we amend the law to speak to how we can coexist with these animals, then we are itself. And that's what we have always come up to you. But I also want to publicly state for you that my ministry is in the process. We are almost in the evening of finalizing the amendments for that act. And that in itself, among the many things which are very contentious and critical in the aspects of conversation. It's a topic of issue with the members of the media, topic of issue with residents of Zambia, but what we're saying here is we cannot conversate the life. And what we're saying here is to consult.
In international news, after hinting that he was retiring from politics, Mutharika launched a bid for the presidency, saying he was returning to rescue the nation. His Democratic Progressive Party, DPP, ran a vigorous campaign promising to return to the good old days. He accused Chakwera of mismanaging the economy, which is battling high inflation, power blackouts, and fuel and currency shortages. Life under Mutharika was comparatively easier for most Malawians. Inflation was in single digits, and this program of giving fertilizer to maize farmers promoted food security and kept prices down. Inflation skyrocketed to as high as 30%.